Hello, this is Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join me on an audio tour through the history of Northeast Indiana. The flood of 1913 was the product of an enormous weather system creating great rainstorms across the Middle West states. Both Indiana and Ohio were hit hard. It was fresh in the mind of historian Burt Griswold in 1917 when he published that this flood was the most disastrous in the history of Fort Wayne. Six lives were lost, and property damage during the last week of March 1913 was massive. Communities throughout Indiana experienced heavy rainstorms, producing nearly 6 inches of rain falling in a matter of just a few hours. Some communities suffered more than others. Downstream on the Wabash River, towns suffered the overflowing destructive torrents of water. The community of Peru was hardest hit in Indiana, counting 20 drowning victims. In Ohio, Dayton recorded 25 feet of water and a staggering loss of 150 souls. In Fort Wayne, on Friday, March 21st, rain fell so hard that the levels of the St. Mary's and the St. Joseph Rivers flowing into the Maumee rose noticeably. By Sunday, after an unusual gale unleashed wind damage, accompanied by 2 inches of rain, the river level was at 6.7 feet, and the next morning the depth rose an additional 13 feet. On March 24th, 2.67 inches of rain fell, and on the following day, 2,000 homes were underwater. Outlying neighborhoods such as Bloomingdale, Nebraska, and Spy Run flooded. When the lakeside neighborhood dikes on the St. Joseph River failed, the residential section quickly was inundated. John Schoaf wrote about the event in the 2005 History of Fort Wayne and Allen County, noting that during it all, people took action. A fleet of boats was commandeered from the Kunkel Boat Company by Chief of Police Dayton Abbott. Edgar Kilbourne brought boats in from Rome City on Tuesday, March 25th, as flood levels reached 25 feet before it crested at 26.1 feet on the 26th. Unfortunately, the imported boats were difficult to handle, and one caught in a strong current capsized, claiming the life of a passenger. Still another man lost his life while he was attempting to rescue a family trapped in their home. Allen County Orphans Home officials thought it prudent to move their charges to higher ground against the encroaching water. Children were directed into a boat, and after it was filled with passengers, the ill-fated craft overturned, and 4 young girls lost their lives. Previously, a call for help had been sent to the Chicago-based Federal Life Saving Station, and a crew was on hand in time to rescue the surviving children. 2 National Guard units, Company D Regiment, as well as Battery B, were ordered into active duty. Sworn in as special officers, they patrolled neighborhoods threatened by looters, kept sightseers at bay, and manned a rescue boat on the St. Mary's River, among other duties. In Fort Wayne alone, 15,000 citizens were displaced, relief assistance delivered to over 11,000 persons, water utilities came to a halt, and portions of electrical services ceased. City Council appropriated $5,000 for flood fighting, and contributions of $10,000 poured in from businesses and individuals for assisting flood victims. For NIPR, I'm Tom Castaldi. Please join me again next time on the Heritage Trail.